Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, the events industry in Singapore is ground to a halt following the COVID-19 virus outbreak. Various government prohibitions have meant that business conferences, trade shows, music festivals and concerts, corporate events and even weddings were either put on hold or cancelled. The sudden dearth of events has badly impacted the MICE industry. In fact, it can be argued that the events industry was the first to be affected by COVID-19. But one events company is staying positive and staying the course as well, believing that live events will never be replaced. We're joined today by Leslie Ong, CEO of Unusual Limited. Thanks for joining us today, Leslie.
Hi. Thank you.
Let's start by asking about the immediate effects of the pandemic at the time. What were they on Unusual? I mean, were you prepared for them, so to speak? How did you sort of pivot?
In fact, a few of our live events were postponed, you know, due to COVID social distancing measures and lockdown happening in various countries. In fact, we were quite lucky to have entered into a lull period, you know, towards the end of last year, 2019, and the beginning of this year. In fact, we have completed most of our big events. If you can realize that we've done the JJ at the National Stadium in Singapore, in Malaysia, and we have even finished the Sydney and Melbourne event for JJ. And we've done a couple of big ones, you know, like Eric Chow and all that. So only a few of the events were postponed. And also, we're quite lucky. And towards the end of FY 2020, we maintain a good balance sheet. Remains still very strong with a low net gearing with 13%, you know.
Oh,
so the way we're going, conserve our cash reserve. Well, I should say we should be able to also implement several measures that we have already taken care of, the reductions of payrolls that we have announced so far, you know, and with the support of all our staff, you know, and a 20% pay cut to keep us afloat. And also we have negotiate some reverse payment term for all our existing commitments and all that. So we should be fine.
Right.
Through this pandemic, yeah.
But let's say we look forward. No one's booking live events at this point, obviously. How then, when you're moving forward? Can't plan anything even?
Live concert, I would think the atmosphere, the entertainment factors of a live shows.
That would never go away, yes.
Yeah.
People will still want that. It's sort of like camaraderie among fans, you know. We've gotten together to support our favorite person, favorite singer,
exactly.
So to speak. Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, this is always the sentiment that we want to share between the artists who likes to watch their fans, the artist likes the claps, the applause, you know. So, well, we think various stakeholders in the industry were keen to come back, really hoping keen to come back with the live shows, you know, whether the artists, whether the artist managers, whether the production crews. We are waiting for the moment to come. Then, but of course, at this gesture, at this moment, we are in fact working with potential partners for live streaming. You know, that's what we are gearing for. And yeah, so revenue from live streaming will be one way to make up to the capacity loss, you know, in terms of safe distancing in the near future. Well, I would say the company has been in talk with various service providers for possible partnerships. Yep. And various models are possible now, you know, into charging video, whether is it going to be a charging video streaming or whether maybe it's going to be garnered as a sponsors to sponsor the event, you know. Yeah, that should be the new norm and a new future event that extra revenues that should come in, steady revenues, even when after the post-COVID, you know, it will be a new norm of live streaming shows coming forward.
Yeah, you don't see, though, the live concert having some kind of a hybrid form, say half of the stadium filled and then half of it streamed live as well?
In fact, more than live, I would say. I would say even though if the capacity is reduced, but with the live streaming, it reach out to more places, more countries.
Yes,
more
of course,
cities.
Yeah,
because that's one thing that we think there's no limit. You know, that's one thing good, right? And we are also able to reach out to some of these cities that we may not tour. You know, the shows may not even go there, but then because due to the limited fans or, you know, the limited venue. You know, so that's good because I think there's a bigger market for us.
So no plans to diversify away from live events then for Unusual, Leslie?
Not totally. I would say live events is still something that the fans and the audience will enjoy. They like to watch it live. They like the environment. They like to applause. They like to see people cheering, you know. But, of course, those people who can't get the ticket, assuming, you know, tickets are sold out because due to fewer...
Limited, right, yeah.
So they can go online and watch it. And people who are away, you know, or can't make it to come to Singapore or go to Taipei where we stage the concert, you know, they can then go online to enjoy the concert and wait for the moment that the show can bring it to the country, you know, or the city. You know, live concert will still be the one they're really, really looking forward, you know, of course.
Yeah. What do you think?
And with the 5G bringing forward, I think we got a better clarity, we got a high HD, high definition videos, you know, so that will be definitely an added plus point. Yeah.
So up close and personal, even if you say couldn't have afforded before the front row seats, right? Always in the nosebleed section or something.
Yeah, of course. And not only that now, because technology has gone forward, you know, and then more advanced. Now we don't just watch the video streamings into a single camera. We watch multi cameras, you know, and then we could click on the multiple screens on the video streamings that we could pick on certain angles of the artist, or we could even feature or show. You know, because some of our shows or our concerts are band, boy band. So we could click on a certain artist or the members that they actually are supporting or they want to be zoom in. You know, so technology has gone to that. You know, so in fact, you have a more close-up look on your screen, you know.
What do you think, though, is the biggest challenge for Unusual so far during this time? It sounds like you were in a good position. The balance sheet was healthy.
Yes, well, I would say our biggest challenge is we have signed several shows, prominent artists, and waiting for things to start. We have a strong pipeline, it's waiting, you know, but the timing is important.
Yeah.
I think the timing is the biggest challenge. You know, we think we are waiting for this to be over, and when is this to be lifted, and when the border to be open for the artists to be able to fly in, and also tour the various cities. So that moment, you know, is the challenging part of it, yeah.
According to reports, though, health experts say COVID-19 could be with us for several years. What then?
I think, yes, we say we. I would say no, right? But when this thing is, the numbers are getting smaller, well, the borders are open, so we can then think that the live concert will be open, but maybe, you know, we have to take care of the social distancing. The capacity will be reduced. That's where we will then bundle together with live streamings, you know, to accommodate more viewers, more fans. You know, we can't be opening too many nights of the concert of a smaller venue, right? Or a bigger venue with smaller capacity. But then that's what we will be looking forward to. I'm sure it will be opening soon, you know.
We're speaking to Leslie Ong, who's CEO of Unusual Limited. Leslie, what about smaller entities in the industry? What can they do to stay afloat? I mean, some may not have the size and established presence as Unusual.
Well, but I think they should probably learn to how to collaborate, you know, with one another to tap on this, each other's strengths and resources at this moment. I think that's important, right? You know, I think more people get together, you know, and they probably have to adapt to this quick changing operating environment, keep their costs low, I think, right? And to tide through this difficult period, you know, for the industry, maybe change their business model to focus more on virtual, like I just mentioned before. We have implemented pay card, you know, so they probably have to do something like this. And maybe allowing their staff to do some part-time job, you know, to gain some, you know, at this period, you know. Right.
And what about Unusual's giving back to the community? You engage in some CSR work, I understand.
Oh, yeah. We just completed a charity concert called Live It Up, online charity concert, which I think we held it on the 28th of June. And the proceeds was supposed to be donated to the local charities SPD and ComChest. And it's meant to help the disadvantaged groups such as the disabled, the low-income families, and the elderly. Yeah. The concert features some of the popular local celebrities like Irene Ang, Dick Lee, Jack Neo, Li Nanxing, Marcus, you know, Tosh, you know, there were some of familiar faces, Ryan Lian, yeah. So we did a good one, you know, we did a 2 hours concert, yeah, online.
Doing what you do best, right?
Yeah.
Which is so organizing concerts,
A good start, yeah, I think, yeah. Because we can't get the artists to fly in to do this, and we get the local celebrity to perform live, and we got the overseas artists to do video, to encourage people to do their part, you know. Oh, that's very good, I think, yeah, something to a good start.
Personally, though, Leslie, has it been challenging keeping positive? I mean, it's lonely at the top. You need to set an example for your people, make sure it doesn't look like you are getting too depressed or something. How have you kept positive? I mean, it's challenging times for everyone.
Yeah, I know. Well, we've been staying fit. I've been regularly exercising. You know, in fact, I run, I do breeze walking every day. You know,
wow. That
has really helped me to stay positive, you know, and during this period, during the CB period, you know, in fact, I'm still doing it, you know, every day I'm doing it, you know, the run. I'm also making an attempt, you know, to already check with my staff, you know, to make sure everyone is doing well, you know, they're staying positive since we all have to work from home. And in fact, I would say we all need to learn to adapt to the new changes and find ways to continue moving forward as a team. Yeah, why not? Yeah, yeah. We're all positive as a team. We're ready to go. Waiting for the moment to come.
Leslie Ong, CEO of Unusual Limited. Leslie, thank you so much for your time and stay safe, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.